The harp is one of the world's oldest instruments, and concert grand harps are once again being played in Philadelphia schools. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the Philadelphia Orchestra's principal harpist is the driving force.
The harp is a powerful instrument that can surprise listeners, says Philadelphia Orchestra principal harpist Elizabeth Hainan.
I get such a kick out of people's expressions after a concert, after a recital, and they come up to me and they said, I had no idea the harp could do that, or that the harp could be so powerful, and boy, you really get a lot of sound out of that.
Hainan founded the Lyra Society to promote the harp by commissioning new music and teaching harp in the schools. She says in the 50s and 60s, the Philadelphia schools had excellent music programs. Girls High alone produced three harpists who went on to positions at major orchestras.
Paula Page of the Houston Symphony, Susan Diedrich of the Dallas Symphony, and then, of course, Ann Hobson Pilot with the Boston Symphony.
When she first came to the Philadelphia Orchestra, Hainan heard that the school still had some concert grand harps that weren't being played. She set about tracking them down.
And I discovered that most of them were in, you know, like fair shape. One, sadly, was in pieces, like in a boiler room. But there were a good number of them. I found about six or seven. And so I thought it was important. I felt like this calling.
Six, seven, eight.
Hainan arranged for the harps to be refurbished. The Lyra Society has organized harp lessons in two schools with plans to expand to a third school this spring.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.